cattle futures gained ground on Thursday, although cash fed cattle prices were steady. Feedlot cost of gain is the highest in history. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday, the 11th of November. Grain and soybean futures closed lower Thursday, apparently due in part to more money flowing into equities for the day. Corn futures closed 6 to 11 cents lower through July of 24, while soybean futures closed mostly 20 to 29 cents lower. Those softer grain futures helped boost cattle futures. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.52 higher, from 90 cents to $2.05 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 90 cents higher, from 70 cents to $1.50 higher. Cattle futures were lower today through midday as grain futures trended higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade and demand were slow through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few to trend, there were some live sales at $149 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, $153 to $153.50 in Nebraska, and $153 to $154 in the Western Corn Belt. So far this week, live prices are steady in the Southern Plains at $150, steady in Nebraska at $153, and steady to a dollar higher in the Western Corn Belt at $153. Dress prices are steady to $2 higher at $242. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.40 lower Thursday afternoon at $263.27 a hundredweight. Select was $1.61 higher at $236.83. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steer calves sold steady to $4 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Heifer calves traded steady to $4 lower. There are 4,302 head on offer. At Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there are 3,680 head, steers weighing 450 pounds traded $10 higher, but steady to $6 lower at 500 to 650 pounds. Heifers weighing 400 to 550 pounds traded steady to $11 higher. Steers weighing more than 950 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 2,968 head. Heifers weighing 850 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher. At Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers sold $6 to $10 lower, while heifers traded steady to $12 higher. There are 2,885 head on offer. Steers weighing more than 850 pounds sold mostly $2 to $4 lower at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas. Heifers weighing more than 700 pounds traded from $2 lower to $2 higher. There are 2,853 head on offer. Also in Kansas, at Winter Livestock in Pratt, steer calves weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold $3 to $8 lower, and heifer calves weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold $4 to $6 lower. There are 2,787 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas with 2,345 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $8 to $10 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Heifers sold $4 to $6 higher. There are 1,828 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices roared back Thursday after the Consumer Price Index report for October beat expectations. The Consumer Price Index was 7.7% higher over last year and 0.4% more than the previous month, but the rate of increase was less than expected. The result on Wall Street was the biggest jump for stocks in 2 years, as investors anticipate a potential easing in monetary policy by the Federal Reserve as it tries to rein in inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 1,201 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 208 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 761 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from 62 cents to 69 cents higher through the front six contracts. Randy Block, Cattle Facts CEO, offered market insights to the crowd gathered in Oklahoma City this week for the U.S. Meat Export Federation Strategic Planning Conference. He pointed out feedlot cost of gain in the Central Plains is currently $1.30 to $1.40 a pound, explaining we've not seen that historically, not even back in 2008 with the ethanol mandate and $8 corn. Block also highlighted the remarkable efficiency and sustainability of the U.S. beef industry, which, he maintains, is well positioned for success even in this challenging environment. According to Block, whenever I ask an audience who's the biggest beef producer in the world, everyone says Brazil, because it has 300 million head of cattle. But we're producing more beef than Brazil with only one-third the number of cattle because of our high-quality grain-fed beef. He adds, the U.S. has the best carbon footprint of anybody on the list of top beef producers because of the way our production systems work and the amount of production that we get on a per-head basis. In fact, he noted that the U.S. achieved record beef production this year with 30 million fewer cattle than in the 1970s. That's what sustainability is, Block says, doing more with less and doing it better with great animal husbandry. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday, the 11th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.